Good morning. Welcome to First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin, whether you're joining us in person or online. We are a spiritual community dedicated to a free and responsible search for truth, meaning, and beauty. I'm Reverend Chris Jimerson, one of the co-lead ministers here at the church. My pronouns are he, him. It's a joy to be with you this morning. I especially want to welcome you if you're new to the church. Hello. Or if you're calling in. If you're joining us remotely, and if you can, please say hello in the comments and let us know from where you're viewing the service. If you're here in person, please join us for the social hour after worship. Either way, we invite you to fill out our online visitor form. You just go to austinuu.org, click on worship, and then you'll see the link to the form. We would love for you to fill that out so that we can get to know you just a little bit better. Here we welcome everyone, every beginning and path, every beautiful expression of human flowering, all pronouns, all the ways and ones we love, all abilities or disabilities, each and every one of you. You are welcome here. You belong here. We come from a long tradition of seeing a spark of the divine in every person. And it's in that tradition that I invite you to greet the holy among us this morning, either in the comments online or by turning to those around you.
Good morning. I'm Margaret Borden, a white woman in my 70s with salt and pepper, very short hair, glasses, and wearing a red dress with white vines all over it. My pronouns are she, her. Please join me in saying the words by which we light our chalice. This is the flame we hold in our hearts as we strive for justice for everyone. This is the light we shine upon systems of oppression until they are no more. This is the warmth we share with one another as our struggle becomes our salvation. Our call to worship this morning is Stripping Away All That Is Not Who We Really Are by Alan Seal. Michelangelo said, I saw the angel in the marble and carved until I set him free. There is nothing to add to our souls, to ourselves, or to our societies in order to find out who we are as manifestations of source, consciousness, or God. Our job now is to carve away everything that keeps us from being who we really are, who we are called to be from the depth of our human spirit.
One of the things that holds First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin together as a religious community is that we have a common religious purpose. For First UU Church of Austin, that common purpose is our mission. The congregation wrote it together, we put it on our wall, and those of us together in worship say it together every Sunday so that we might more readily carry it in our hearts throughout the week. Let's do so now. Together, we nourish souls, transform lives, and do justice to build the beloved community.
Our reading is The Unbroken by Roshani Rao. There is a brokenness out of which comes the unbroken, a shatteredness out of which blooms the unshatterable. There is a sorrow beyond all grief which leads to joy, and a fragility out of whose depths emerges strength. There is a hollow space too vast for words through which we pass with each loss, out of whose darkness we are sanctioned into being. There is a cry deeper than all sound, whose serrated edges cut the heart, as we break open to the place inside which is unbreakable and whole, while learning to sing.
This is the time in our service where we center ourselves together. We breathe together. And breathing together, we sense one another's loving presence, even across virtual space. Breathing in, breathing out, we let go of all we have been told that we must be. We release the armor we have worn to protect ourselves, the parts of ourselves that may have once kept us safe, but now weary our spirits. Breathing in and breathing out, we follow our breath to a deeper place inside, a place of greater wisdom, that place where we find renewal in our true, authentic, sacred self, where a spark of the divine resides within each of us. Breathing together, we enter into a time of sacred silence, remembering that we also hold sacred human sounds, including those of small children. Breathing in, breathing out, we now enter that time of sacred silence together. I invite you now to light candles if you're so moved. Candles representing sorrow, joy, hope, remembrance, resilience, whatever it is you need to honor during this time. As we light candles, I invite you to keep in your mind and heart members of our community who are ill or in sorrow, as well as those who are celebrating joys. Please especially hold in your hearts Bruce Naylor, who's been hospitalized with a sepsis infection. We enter now into a time of music and meditative candle lighting, holding the meditative quiet when our music comes to an end. Thank you. we light one last candle for all those for whom there is no one to light a candle. As many of you know, though some may not, a few months ago, my spouse Wayne had to go on home hospice care because of a likely hereditary chronic immune condition. We've since tried one final potential treatment, but it caused dangerous side effects, so now he's on health maintenance and palliative medications only. He's pretty much homebound now. We have some good days, though, as well as some times that are hard. We're in a liminal space where we have no way to know what to expect each day, though we do know we have fewer and fewer days left together, so we'd better get busy loving each other in each moment now. But isn't that really always true? I start by sharing this morning with you for at least a couple of reasons. One is just that I know it can feel awkward to bring it up, even to express your thoughts and support. As we continue to build an even greater culture of caring in the church, we have to be okay with discussing these things. It's okay to share what we're going through. It's okay to express care and support for what others are going through. It doesn't have to be awkward to raise the subject, even when it involves the minister. And I want you to know how much your expressions of support have meant to both me and Wayne. Now, in a church this size, it can be difficult, though, for folks to share updates with more than 400 people on an individual basis. So we have set up a system where the co-chairs of our first UU Cares ministry, Susan Thompson and Tony Wegner, and the ministers can let the church know what's going on with folks who are facing life challenges. The same is true for me. I'm keeping Reverend Michelle and Susan and Tony of First UU Cares updated on our situation so they can let you know what's happening with us should you want to ask them. You can email First UU Cares through cares@austinuu.org. The other reason I wanted to start with this is that today we're exploring how to find renewal when life depletes our energy and resources sometimes. Wayne and I are pretty much having to find renewal every day in order to make the most of every moment we can while we still can. So I thought I might share some things that help me find renewal these days. Now, I didn't just come up with this stuff myself. These are things that are out there in the literature that have been found to revive our spirits even during difficult circumstances. And let's face it, all of us will go through challenges sometimes, whether in our own lives or more broadly. More broadly, like, a pandemic, a climate crisis, an election where fascism will be on the ballot, witnessing and some of us experiencing ongoing systemic racism and oppression, witnessing war, terrorism, genocide, and more in world events. Well, all of these and then some can kind of wear us down sometimes, can't they? Exhaust us, mind, body, and soul. And so, here are some places where we may find renewal, even in challenging times. community, nature, rest and reset, joy and play, the sacred self. So, community. We so often find rebirth in relationship, find ourselves revived by the support of others. Wayne and I are so fortunate to be held by so many wonderful communities of love and support, including this one. And research is finding, for example, among social justice movements, that it is not possible to sustain our efforts to consistently access these other resources of renewal, like nature, rest and reset, joy and play, etc., without building community first. Now, there is this interesting paradox about community, though. Sometimes we also need solitude in order to fully realize the depth of community. We have to go up to the mountaintop alone in order to come back more fully interconnected and engaged than ever. One morning recently, I snuck away to a little spot nearby that looks over this babbling creek just to have my morning coffee in solitude. And somehow, in that time alone, I sensed more strongly than ever how firmly held in community I truly am. Nature. So many of us replenish our souls through being in nature, in solitude or in community with others. Our Unitarian Universalist Transcendentalist forebearers thought of nature as sort of this source of communion with the divine. Getting out in nature is a big one for me, at least when it's not 105 degrees out. Well, I could go on and on about the renewing nature of nature, but why listen to me when we have the poetry of Mary Oliver?
When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks, and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me, and daily. I'm so distant from the hope of myself, in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world but walk slowly and bow often. Around me, the trees stir in their leaves and call out, "Stay a while." The light flows from their branches, and they call again. "It's simple," they say. "And you too have come into the world to do this. To go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine."
Rest and reset. Becoming a caretaker, I've discovered, adds so much extra. It means helping someone else do the things we normally do for ourselves. The chores and errands of daily life, laundry, doing the dishes, getting groceries, picking up prescriptions, things that were once shared, must now be done by just one. And so, all that extra also requires extra rest. The problem, says activist, performance artist, and founder of the Nap Ministry, Tricia Hersey, is that we we're programmed not to let ourselves rest. She goes on to say, quote, "There is deep power in taking a break, honoring your body, and actively participating in your deprogramming from grind culture. We have been brainwashed to be violent toward our own bodies by pushing it to exhaustion. Rest is a form of resistance." So I have to know that we must reclaim the right to rest. Now, another paradox is that rest can at times come from things that may involve some exertion, but that also help us reset. Our spiritual practices, such as meditation or gratitude journaling, music, arts, gardening, whatever helps us enter into a new mindset and thus reset. Again, paradoxically, physical activity can be one of the major ways to rest ourselves by resetting ourselves. Physical activity like dancing, for instance. Now, even if we can't dance like they do, we can dance however we're able, even if in our imagination. So dance like no one's watching, as the saying goes, or better yet, dance and be fine with whomever may be watching. I love the joy, humor, and playfulness they infuse into the dancing we just watch. And that brings us to joy and play. There may be nothing else that restores us like engaging in play and experiencing joy. One thing that Wayne and I have always shared is playful humor. And that shared humor is helping us through this current journey together, even if the humor gets a bit dicey these days, like when Wayne keeps insisting that he wants the processional music for his memorial service to be Baby Elephant Walk. And that's okay. Because once again, our movements for social justice are showing us that joy is integral to building the resilience, the continuing ability to find renewal so necessary for sustaining ourselves. Here's just one example. A group called Revival Resistance Chorus helps infuse joy into social action through their music. Here's how they describe themselves.
Resistance Revival Chorus believes in the words written by the poet Toi Derricka when she wrote, "Joy is an act of resistance." We believe in the words of Mr. Harry Belafonte, who said, "When the movement is strong, the music is strong." We sing to revive the hearts of those who fight for social justice, and we sing together for freedom.
We will hear a little more from them shortly. Well, I want to talk last about perhaps our greatest source of renewal. Last in part because I think that everything we have covered so far helps us to access this, what I am calling the sacred self. What we refer to each week in our service as a spark of the divine within each of us. What a psychological theory called internal family systems calls the authentic self, an ever-renewing wellspring that is joyful, playful, calm, courageous, compassionate, pure, and loving. And part of renewal often involves putting aside parts of us that mask our authentic self, parts that have often helped us get through at times, but that may no longer be helpful and may, in fact, be wearing us down. Other parts that we may have internalized through our family and our culture. Parts such as the always ready fighter. Any of you have that part within you? The perfectionist. The people pleaser. The procrastinator. The constant helper of everyone else. The self-medicator. What are some parts of you that may have once been helpful but may now be keeping you from accessing your sacred self? Like Michelangelo carving away the excess marble to free the angel within in our call to worship earlier. Like how restoring an old house often involves not so much adding new, but getting rid of the ugly 70s wallpaper. Tearing out the regrettable shag carpeting in order to reclaim the beauty underneath. Our renewal often involves thanking these parts of us for the ways in which they have served us and then quieting them, letting them rest. Letting them rest so that our authentic self can light our way. As we enter into a new church year, face this election year, sustain our work for justice, deal with all that comes in our own lives and our world, together, let us remember community, nature, rest and reset, joy and play. These will release the sacred self. These will refuel that true, radiant spark of the divine within us so that it may shine forth again and again and again. Shine on, my beloveds. Shine on. Amen.
And now please join me in the words by which we extinguish our flame, our chalice. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we hold in our hearts until we are together again.
For our benediction, I leave you with some joy and renewal from Resistance Revival Chorus. The lyrics are fairly straightforward, and you'll notice that they show up on the screen and that there's lots of movement and dancing. So feel free to sing, dance, or move with them as you are so moved. I wish you peace. I send you much love.
This joy that I have, the world.
This is a production of the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. For more information, go to our website at austinuu.org.